You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you this morning?
Morena Rachel, I am very good.
Thank you for getting up super early for us. Whereabouts in the world are you right now?
I'm in Melbourne. I've been at the Australian Book People Booksellers Conference, which is right up my alley, as you can imagine. And so it's just been a very booky weekend.
Nice.
Very exciting.
Oh, that is very exciting. And what have you been reading amongst all of that? What are we chatting about this morning?
Oh, well, I read this on the way over on the plane, and I've chosen it especially because a lot of it sits around Canterbury in honour of you, Rachel.
Thank you.
It's called Hard by the Cloud House by Peter Walker. It's published by Massey University Press. It's a non-fiction book, and it's about the extinct giant eagle of New Zealand. It was known as Te Hokioi, which I find it really hard with this word. Te Hokioi, or also the Poakai, and it's also known as the Half Eagle, and it only had a confirmed existence in 2009.
Oh, wow.
Found fossils. It had a wingspan of 3 meters, weighed 18 kgs, and was known as a human and more killing predator, and it's in a lot of storytelling and pūrako of Māori, and then people were like, oh my god, this is actually real.
Wow.
So Peter Walker traces the findings of this. So he sets the book in 3 parts. The first is the discovery and confirmation of the bones around the west coast of the South Island, and including this really great tale of this eccentric man called Phil Wood, who owns Phil Wood Menswear in Westport. He's a hobby archaeologist. So that's talking about the history of that. And then in the second part, we have this extraordinary example of land loss of Ngāi Tahu via diary entries of the people in the area, and a lot about the Ngāi Tahu claim and just the like significance of the area of Canterbury to Ngāi Tahu, and like especially around Rakaia and Waimakariri. And then in the third part, we have the really cool thing that Peter Walker does is like links all of this research and personal story and personal memoir back to like 10th century Baghdad, to this big bird called the rook. And so it kind of like figuring out whether this eagle came from ancient lands from overseas before it moved down to the southern hemisphere, and tracing through the pūrako of those different countries and China and weaving it all together. So it's kind of and then there's this really great story in that part of this finding in Kāwhia under a manuka tree of this like bird like sculpture that wasn't made here.
Wow.
So to kind of think Scotty Morrison's TV show Origins,
mm-hmm.
with history, ecology, pūrako, memoir, linguistics, so much about linguistics and the changing of linguistics and like through oral history and how that maybe changes the names of things, just from all around the world. So there's just all these threads linking the land of Aotearoa with ancient faraway land. It's a really great non-fiction New Zealand book, and I think it will appeal to a lot of people because of all of those different aspects of non-fiction coming in together.
Totally. It sounds amazing. The structure of it sounds fascinating, but also just the subject matter. What an incredibly, incredible animal to be, you know, shaping that book around. It sounds really wonderful.
It's great. It's got photographs in it as well, and I just think they've done a really great job. Some of my favourite moments are when he pieces together different views of that history through the diary entries.
Cool.
or historical documents to tell the same tale and confirm things.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit really history mystery vibe. I like it. Sounds great.
Exactly. History mystery.
We love a history mystery on BFM Breakfast.
I want to put a new sign of it in the bookshop.
New genre. History mysteries.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's it called again, Jenna?
It's called Hard by the Cloud House. It's by Peter Walker, published by Massey University Press. Wonderful publishers, and it's on the shelf now at Time Out Books.
Lovely stuff. Well, we'll hope you enjoy the rest of your time in Melbourne, and we'll see you when you're back in Tāmaki. Thank you so much, Jenna. We'll see you soon.
See you. Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.